Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. And let's be real, haven't we all built walls around our hearts? You know, those invisible barriers we put up to protect ourselves from getting hurt? But what if I told you that the key to truly unbreakable relationships lies in tearing those walls down and embracing vulnerability? That's right, folks, today we're diving into the power of letting your guard down and allowing yourself to be seen, heard, and felt. Ever felt like a robot in your relationships? Like you're putting on a show, afraid to reveal your true self? You know that feeling when you hold back your emotions, play it cool, or avoid sharing those really important thoughts and dreams? We do it all the time. It's almost automatic. But here's the kicker. That guarded approach might actually be sabotaging your connections. Listen up, because this is crucial. True intimacy blossoms in the fertile ground of vulnerability. It's not about being a pushover or sharing everything with everyone. It's about being courageous enough to show up authentically, even when it feels scary. It's about allowing yourself to be seen in your entirety, the good, the bad, and the messy. That's where the magic happens. So, what are some practical ways to embrace vulnerability? Well, let's break down these 5 key takeaways that will help you build deeper, more meaningful connections. 1. Start small. You don't have to jump into a deep conversation about your childhood traumas on day 1. Begin by sharing small, everyday things, your favorite movie, a funny moment from your day, or even just how you're feeling. It's like building trust brick by brick. 2. Active listening is key. Being vulnerable isn't just about sharing, it's also about truly listening to the other person. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and give them your undivided attention. When they feel heard and understood, they're more likely to open up to you too. 3. Don't fear rejection. Remember, vulnerability is a risk. It takes courage to put yourself out there and be open to the possibility of rejection. But here's the thing, authentic connections are worth the risk. Surround yourself with people who value your honesty and support your journey. 4. Practice self-compassion. Let's face it, we all make mistakes and have moments of weakness. Be kind to yourself when you stumble. Embrace those imperfections because they're what make you human. And remember, vulnerability isn't about being weak, it's about being brave enough to be seen for who you truly are. 5. Celebrate the small victories. Every time you choose to be vulnerable, even in small ways, celebrate that courage. It takes practice and consistency to build trust and intimacy. Keep pushing yourself outside your comfort zone, and watch those relationships deepen and flourish. Okay, so picture this. You're at a party with friends. You know the drill, making polite conversation, laughing at jokes you don't quite get, and feeling that familiar urge to put on a show. But then you notice a friend who seems a little down. You decide to ditch the small talk and ask them how they're really doing. Now, this might feel intimidating at first, but remember what we talked about. Being vulnerable is about showing up authentically. You're not trying to fix their problems or give unsolicited advice. You're simply offering a safe space for them to share. And guess what? By opening yourself up to vulnerability, you're likely to build a stronger connection with that friend. They'll appreciate your honesty and support, and before you know it, you might be having a truly meaningful conversation. See, embracing vulnerability isn't about weakness, it's about strength, the courage to be seen, heard, and felt. It's about building authentic connections based on trust, respect, and empathy. Remember these key takeaways. Start small, actively listen, don't fear rejection, practice self-compassion, and celebrate those victories. By taking these steps, you'll unlock a world of deeper, more fulfilling relationships. So go out there, be brave, and let your true colors shine. And as always, keep rocking that authentic life. I'll catch you in the next episode with even more wisdom to help you navigate this wild journey called life.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.